Welcome to special bonus content for the Ask a Manager podcast. In episode 7 of the show, I talked with Jennifer Pipas of the Captain Awkward advice column. Our entire conversation didn't make it into the show because we talked for a while. So this is bonus content for people who are advice column junkies or who just like insider baseball talk about advice columns. A little bit of context to ensure that you can follow along. At one point in this conversation, Jennifer and I talk about an especially memorable letter from her site. She printed a letter at Captain Awkward back in 2012 from someone whose live-in boyfriend would hog the bathroom for literally hours, like 2 to 3 hours in the morning and in the evenings. And it wasn't a medical situation. He was just locked in there, sitting on the toilet, reading on his iPad. And it was their only bathroom, and it meant she didn't have any access to it. At one point, she peed in the sink out of desperation, and he still wouldn't alter his habits. It was pretty horrifying. Jennifer, of course, gave her the very good advice that this was not okay and that she needs to be able to use the bathroom in her own home and not to have to pee in a sink. But as you can imagine, people have really remembered this letter because it was such a ridiculous situation. And in the conversation you're about to hear, that letter comes up and I wanted you to have context for it. So here we go. Let's dive straight into the conversation. One of the many reasons I was excited to talk to you is because writing an advice column is weird, and there's not a huge community of other people doing the same work to talk to about things like moderating a comment section or screening reader mail or knowing if a letter is fake. And I'm curious, is there anything that has really surprised you about writing an advice column or that you think would surprise others?
I've been doing this now for 7 years. So I think the biggest surprise is that people will still send things in, you know, that it just became so self-sustaining. People get very invested in certain stories. And sometimes like the level of investment surprises me of like, oh, okay. Like people start sharing their stories in the comments, and it's just, the common experiences, like sometimes I get letters that I think are very strange, and then the commenters are like, oh, this totally happened to me too, kind of surprises me.
Yes. I have the same thing happen. I've read things before where I've thought, I'm pretty sure this is real, but there's part of me in the back of my head that thinks this is so unusual sounding that maybe it's not. And then like 5 or 6 people in the comments will say, oh, the same thing happened.
Yeah, I think that I've definitely read some like, who behaves like that on your site? Like, who would do that?
Yes. Yeah. So there's like an endless variety of human weirdness out there, which is great, I think, for us for, yeah. For writing columns.
The one I always think of from your site is the person who their coworker was stealing their lunch, and then they made their lunch real spicy, and the coworker still stole it and then got sick. And then yes. the person whose lunch was stolen was accused of like poisoning the coworker.
Yes, it was a crazy story. The person actually got temporarily fired for making their own lunch spicy because it sickened the person who was stealing it. And didn't sicken them, just like caused some mouth pain from very spicy food. But then got their job back when the CEO of the company came back and heard what had happened. And then there was all of this intrigue that came out. It turned out that the lunch thief had been having an affair with the HR person who fired the letter writer. It was a lot of drama.
I guess I missed the affair. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll send you the update. The updates often have so much interesting additional information in there. I love it when people send in updates.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about your site is that you have a lot of updates. I sometimes post updates like when they come in, but I don't ever want to create the expectation that you have to update.
Yeah, that was my sense. Because people are writing to you about very personal, intimate, often painful things. Whereas with my people, I feel more comfortable pressuring them to update.
Right. And I don't want people to ever feel pressure that they have to do it.
Yeah. Like I want to pressure my people.
Right. We can get very invested in their story, but like it's still their story
yes.
if they want to and they don't owe us. Although everyone always asks about the letter writer whose boyfriend would hog the bathroom.
Yes. That's one of the first letters I read on your site.
And I did get like a through the grapevine update that she eventually broke up with him and she's fine and she can now pee. And everyone who got that information, I think I tweeted it out, was like, yes, I've been like holding my breath for 4 years to know that information.
Oh, that's great to know. That letter stayed with me.
Yeah, it stays with people. Like, he's denying you your basic human rights.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not a great boyfriend.
advice columns are the best.
So there you have it. Some additional bonus content for you from the Ask a Manager podcast. Thanks for listening.